welcome back to the Carrot Bar University, first hour on Tuesdays. And we have Pete Vedek here. Pete, what's the latest in terms of Carrot Bars? What's going on in terms of the economy? What's happening in terms of our network?
Oh, well, I just kind of paying attention to what's going on with the elections and trying to get the pulse of what's going on and what the prognosis is for afterward. To the point where I don't think we can avoid a total currency collapse, and unfortunately that means we need to have something to spend, to barter with, to survive. And gold is the only way to do it, and we have affordable gold. And we can show you how to get not only affordable gold, but we can show you how to share that idea with others and get everybody prepared. So there is going on.
Yeah, I spend 15 hours a week on radio. Plus, I do other radio shows like I did Revelation Now on the weekend for an hour and a half. And I do lots of YouTube and live stream and Vimeo videos, usually at least two a day for more than an hour. Now, I'll just summarize what I see happening. Option number one, Donald Trump gets in despite all the corruption. I read this morning on Drudge that their voting machines, the automatic voting machines in Texas, while people are voting, it's switching from Republican to Democrat, so they have to switch it back. And if they're smart enough and catch it before it switches and they cast their vote, they're voting for Democrats, although they're trying to vote Republican. We now know that there are at least 4 million people, according to O'Keefe, they're on the voter rolls, they're either dead or underage or illegals. We know that the total number of people in the voter rolls that are incorrect or people that are voting in multiple districts is up to 24 million. We know these machines are in 16 states, according to George Soros and GEM Software. We know that the Republicans have been scammed, that the Democrats are planning to steal the election. They're even tilting the votes in terms of the number of people they poll to make sure it's tilted toward Democrats. When you look at the real polls, it shows that Trump is ahead by a few percentage points and it's gaining, even after all the attacks on his character. Here's what is going to probably happen. Number one, there's a high probability that Donald Trump will get in if they can keep the voter fraud to a minimum. It's still going to happen, but if they can keep it to a minimum, he's going to win. Possibility number one, globalist freak out. They're going to do things in response to that. So don't think it's going to be a smooth ride if Trump gets in. Most likely what will happen if Trump gets in is you will see them crash the economy. They're already pulling on the bank over in Deutsche Bank in Germany. They're already trying to saber rattle to start a war with Russia. And the war card and the economic crash card are being pulled by the globalists because they fear that even with all the manipulation of the media and so on and these false polls, that they may lose to Trump. Trump's going to start cleaning house because if they clean house here in America, it's going to affect the whole world, including the United Nations and Europe. We already had Brexit.
That's right.
So my guess is that if Trump gets in, they're still going to crash the economy. If Hillary gets in, they'll crash the economy. So either way, the economy is going to crash. Now, it may not crash all in one big, jump. But what happens is if America gets a cold, someone else gets bilateral lobar pneumonia. So what that means is that the world economy is already in dire straits. If it was a patient, it would be ICU on a cardiac assist pump and would be in a semi-coma. That's what the economy is like right now. It's not good. Option number two is Hillary Clinton steals the election because the only way she can get it is to steal it. She has an anemic campaign with no plan for the population. And the so-called hysterics that she puts through when she goes around, she's hardly campaigning at all. She's trying to literally playing possum during this election cycle. And her health is terrible. I mean, she's got an ambulance following her when she does her rounds, she has an ambulance there. She has a big medical guy, a big black guy, literally there to pick her up and hold her so she doesn't fall over. She's got terminal Parkinson's disease and many other illnesses I've highlighted. Many thousands of hits I have now on YouTube for my video that I put up. So option number two is Hillary gets in. The majority of the population, 66%, want change, and they're not going to get it with the Hildebeest. They're going to get open borders, globalism, destroyed economy, millions of people here in additional that will be new proxy Democrats, so the country will be destroyed, and Republicans will never have a chance of coming back in again. It'll be over. You'll see states like Texas leave. You'll see economic devastation like you've never seen, and all these so-called, plans like Obamacare, which is blowing up right now. This is the announcements this morning. They're trying to, the government's trying to say it's 25%. No, no, no. In Arizona, it's 116%. Other states, like in Philadelphia, it's 53%, 80%. It's disastrous, and it's disastrous right now. So Obama, there, smirking idiot he is still smirking, saying, yeah, you can keep your doctor. No, you're going to lose everything. And the problem is they should have controlled the costs, whether it's education or health care, but they're not going to. And to be honest with you, you have to understand that they have the plan B, which is in the wings, that when they crash the economy, they want to move to a biometric world financial system based on the Federal Reserve note. That means that the world economy is going to crash and they're going to resurrect it, but it'll be, quote, the mark of the beast. Now, people may not want to hear that, and they're freaking out, oh my gosh. But if you have affordable gold, it's more portable than carrots or vegetables or even hooch, you know, like Mountain Dew, as they say, yahoo, where you have in your own back still if you're up in the mountains. The fact is that you want to have an alternative economy because things are going to get nuts. If Hillary gets in, you're going to see her do several things. First, she's going to stack the Supreme Court. She's going to try to attack Second Amendment rights by opening up lawsuits to gun manufacturers. She's going to limit bullets. She's going to do all kinds of stuff, just like the California initiative here to try to limit ammunition, et cetera, to people that are gun owners. What I expect to happen is that she will actually start marching and sending federal officials and federal troops on various groups and states to disarm them, especially veterans, and it's going to get violent. So, and I don't want it to get violent, but they're creating the circumstances, there's no way around it, that at some point they're going to push so hard the pushback is going to get ugly. And so that's if Hillary gets in. Within 2 years, you'll see Texas probably leave and see multiple states. You'll see America start to break up. You'll see the federal government go over the top with bipartisan martial law bills because they'll have brought enough terrorists in here. If they don't have the terrorism, they'll FBI and someone will help to sponsor it because they've been behind, including the first World Trade Center bombing. They'll be behind it to make certain Muslims or other terrorists or homegrown do some really bad things so they can get a domestic security bill. That means we're going to have a crashed economy and chaos in the cities. Third option is we go so over the top we actually force Russia to hit us with an EMP weapon. The first thing I tell people, get out of the cities, get alternative power, get into communities, not necessarily in Central America, inside the United States or in Western countries like Canada. Get yourself away from the big cities, get yourself prepared, and have an alternative economy. If you have gold by the gram, including gold notes, you're all set. You want to get other things, vegetables, start growing chickens, have yourself enough ammunition, and, you know, be creative, too. You know, don't just have guns, have other technologies for defense, etc., but be prepared for the fact that the globalists want to crash the system because they want to bring in their version of the next level system where they have total control. All your electronic debits are in their system, except if you have carrot bars. And that's why it's affordable gold, it's portable gold, it's certified as LBMA certified, but also the vault actually certifies that inside the vault is 99.999% highest quality gold. Gold by the gram, 1 gram, 2.5 grams, 5 grams, or the gold notes are 1/10 of a gram or less. You know, 1/10 of a gram, 2/10, etc. So what people should start grasping is when you see the level of corruption going on with Hillary, she shouldn't even be able to continue running. The fact that she's still doing it, and we have now further corruption pay to play with the FBI, more information coming out in the last few days, the WikiLeaks, the 12th dump, Project Veritas, Mr. O'Keefe with the voter fraud. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's so many releases per day, and yet they're still letting this woman run, this monster, this witch of the West run, yet this General Cartwright is going to spend for one lie to the FBI 5 years in prison and have probably $500,000 fine. So what I see happening is, option number one, Trump gets in and he's going to start to clean up, and they're going to crash the system around him, including try to provoke war and economic chaos. Option number two, Hillary gets in and we have civil war and we have a collapse in the economy because of her policies. In fact, even the market's already responding to a possibility of a Hillary, victory, or not a victory, a stolen victory, and possibly even the Senate that flips over to the Democrats. I don't think the House will. There's too many seat difference. But if they do, the market's already responding extremely negatively to the idea of a Hillary presidency. So basically, it's bad or catastrophic news, but either way, the economy is going down. How's that?
That's right. And, you know, I hate saying it, but and focusing anything on politics right now, but, you know, I see Trump and some of his words and a lot of his rhetoric have been truly deplorable, but they're not actions. They're easily forgivable.
Well, first off, if you take somebody who's in the media for 30 years and he's been a media guy, and to be honest with you, until the last few years, he's not really a solid Christian. He was a baby Christian. The last year and a half going around politicking and seeing the suffering of Americans, the last 10 years being with his current wife and having his own son, he has matured. And you can see that Donald Trump really does care about America. And he doesn't need to do this. I mean, he's hurting his brand. In Canada and elsewhere, his brand, which is what he basically sells, has been badly hurt. He's probably not only put in over 100 to 200 billion of his own money, and I've supported him a lot, and others have, but he's also been damaged by his brand. So even if afterward he just went back into, you know, private life, he's been significantly damaged by the process of going through this election cycle because the Democrats are so damned evil. So he didn't need to do this. I mean, why would you spend $1 billion to get a $1 million job?
Right. That's right. I mean, you look at Hillary. The thing is, I mean, you can forgive anybody of their sin, but Hillary is not repentant at all, and she's got more evil plan. That's
forgiveness,
what makes her
unfair. Forgiveness only happens after there's repentance. You're exactly right. The wicked witch indwelt by a demonic transdimensional entity, that's why she's a person of clay and iron, is not going to repent. She's literally prophesied by Saul Alinsky to be the whore of Babylon. This is before he died in 72, and that she's going to introduce Satanism to America. So if you don't realize that the election of Hillary Clinton is the end of America, you're an idiot. You're going to suffer. And the horror that's coming, you can't even imagine if Hillary gets in power. Now, some will survive through it because they'll be out of the big cities. They'll have an alternate means of protection. They'll be in groups, small groups perhaps. They'll have means of barter, including a gold by the gram and other substance, including medical supplies and food, etc. But they're not going to be cooperating in the system. And by the way, this is for all those people out there that think that we should have a smooth transition to power. I will never submit to a Hillary Clinton presidency. Ever. And millions like me, the majority of this country is already going to vote for Trump, despite the fact they're trying to steal the election. It doesn't matter what the polls say. When they go and examine them very closely, they're going to find out the voter fraud is so catastrophic that there's no way that Trump can win if they steal enough votes. When George Soros owns the company that serves the 16 of the states, you got to imagine when they're going to in Texas to vote early and they're seeing their votes already flip from Republican to Democrat right in front of their eyes, and they have to go and get a voter tech to kind of try to fix the voting machine, you know we got a big problem. Mm-hmm. So what I expect to happen is, I would say, just a rough guess, this is not a prophetic thing, I would say about a 60-65% chance that Trump will get in, 45% chance Hillary gets in. If she gets in, we're going to have a hot revolution. It's going to be a pitchfork revolution. It's not going to be funny. And if people say, Dr. Deagle, you're inciting a revolution, no, I'm not. I'm just describing what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You get somebody trying to seize the guns from 94 million Americans. We have 270 million guns at least. It's probably more like, you know, more like a billion guns. And we have, you know, we have more armed Americans than all the armies on Earth. And you think that this stupid government is going to be able to take guns away from 23 million vets and 94 million armed Americans? I don't think so.
That's right. That's right.
As I've described in the show with Jim Fetzer, six different technologies that are far more dangerous than guns, and I went through and gave some details on that. Americans are very creative. We own 90% plus of all the patents on Earth. That's why there's $200 billion of industrial espionage from China alone every year to steal our ideas, because we're the idea generators. We're the ones that invented the 20th and 21st century, not anybody else. We did. And that inventive nature means we're going to reinvent ourselves to refound America and get rid of the damn corruption and empty the swamp. But it's going to be extremely painful. We're going to go in there where there's alligators that are hungry. We're going to go in there where the corruption is great, where Hillary Rotten Clinton gets key people killed if they try to oppose her, or the people around her do so just to protect her because she's their, you know, their satanic doll, you know, as a sock puppet for Satan. It's just, and people say, oh, no, you're exaggerating, Deagle. I said, you know what? Maybe the Darwin effect needs to take effect on you for you to finally get it where you're taken out of the gene pool because you die of starvation or violence or thermonuclear exchange. I mean, Russia's already warning us that we're on the edge of a nuclear war. They're doing drills and drills and drills. They're just getting ready, man. It's like, you got to be kidding. You don't think this will happen? You know, we're doing a lot of things that are pushing our economic agenda on everybody, including Russians and South Africans and everybody else, and even the Filipinos basically have told us to go to hell. What do you think is going to happen? So it's my analysis that, number one, get yourself, become a prepper if you haven't been. I've been a prepper for years. Number two, get yourself right with God. Get yourself prepared to know your friends and neighbors. Get yourself ready. If you haven't gotten out of the big cities, get the hell out now. Be prepared to have a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D. But in all of those, you're going to need to have exchangeable currency that's much more portable than heavy silver, or even you don't want to use fractional reserve notes because they'll become more relatively worthless when they crash the world economy, because they're going to do it. They're already talking about negative interest up to 6%, and that's with the Fed Reserve. And by the way, if any other economy is bad, it'll be moderately bad for America. It'll be catastrophic for any other country. And when it gets catastrophic for us, the other countries will be dead. I mean, their economies will be completely in ashes. And people say, oh, no, that can't happen. I said, it is happening. In fact, what they're doing to push the Deutsche Bank in Germany, we've had Harley on the program. He'll be back on this Wednesday from Berlin. And we did a video on the weekend up on YouTube and Vimeo. You have to realize it's not a matter of us prophesying that something could happen. It is happening. It's like the saw is on the leg. The person is screaming, the blood is spurting, and the leg is coming off. And if people think, well, you're just making this up and you're a conspiracy theory, you have to just observe. You don't have to prophesy or analyze. It's just observation. It's happening as we speak, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And that's something that people don't seem to understand. And, you know, it's sad. I mean,
I'll tell you why it's sad. It's sad if people are nice. Now, I cut people off when they say stupid things or they need to be intellectually vivisected on air. I had a gentleman last week that called in and tried to say that I was wrong to suggest I was inciting a revolution. I'm not. I'm telling people real simple things. Get in touch with your county sheriff. Get yourself armed. If you are not already, learn how to use a gun in store properly. Have prepper things. Get yourself involved with care parts so you have gold by the gram. Get yourself in better physical shape so you can deal with the fact that things might be nuts. Talk to your neighbors. Make sure you're all working together. Somebody's growing chicken. Somebody's growing fruit and vegetables. Start getting ready for the fact that you may be dealing with extreme situations where you need to protect yourself from migrating groups of people from Central and South America, because Hillary wants completely open borders, which means potentially over the next decade we could have 600 million people migrate into America. Imagine America going from 324 million to a billion people in 10 years. That can happen.
You know, I just want to make a statement on that particular fact. Is that it's not that I'm against aliens. I'm against illegal aliens when politicians glorify them and they hate us. That's the sick part.
You also have to decide which kind of person you want. If you need a high technician, say from India or China, you invite them in on a work visa, and if they're really good after maybe a decade, you offer them the possibility of getting citizenship. If you need people to pick fruit, you can have a work program where if they want to just go back to Mexico, you bring them in air-conditioned buses and bring them back. If they want citizenship, they have to go through the proper channels, which you can speed up and make less expensive. But if somebody's a criminal, they're going to prison, either here or in their home country, and that's just the way it is.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You know, when you walk into a hospital intensive care unit, you want a doctor that, number one, is honest, because if they're honest about the medical diagnosis and use the tools and surgical tools and diagnostic tools, they can tell you exactly what's going on. And I describe the current situation with the economy and the election cycle as a bunch of junior medical students who really have not seen a body struggling for life before. This maybe their first time in the ICU, and junior residents have never done an intubation or cut down or releasing a hemopneumothorax or somebody that goes into a multifocal cardiac arrest, and they're kind of walking in smiling, you know, with their nice little white clinical clerks or intern jackets on, and thinking, well, we're doing a good job, look how nicely we printed the records and the orders. And the senior staff person, that's me, walks in, and I ask them a number of parameters of how the patient's doing, and they give them glowing reports that they'll be fine in the morning and they'll be better. And I'm saying, well, when I see this, this, and this parameter, the patient will be dead before supper. Now, the problem is, we have lying media, we have the lying government that's so corrupt now, both the FBI, the State Department, and the Department of Injustice. I call them injustice because they're so bad. We're prosecuting now. This is the latest email dump. Prosecuting people that violate various federal laws, and then re-diverting $600 million to actually get the vote out to make sure Democrats get elected. That's not okay. Okay? Now, that level of corruption is just like ancient Rome, you know, like the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. Well, if America's like the ancient Roman Empire, it's game over, unless Trump gets in. And really is no alternative. And people have to understand, if you're going to survive this, you have to have an alternative economy, which means you have to have carrot bars, which is gold by the gram that's portable, better than silver coin or gold and silver coins or antiques or even other things you can exchange, which you need to, like food and medical supplies and dehydrated food and, you know, number 10 cans, etc., or Mylar bags like the, you know, PrepareWise Foods. You need to be prepared for the fact that we are being pushed into a catastrophe. We're not wanting to go there. We're not wanting to revolt against, quote, a sovereign government. And in fact, it's our duty to stand up not only to protect our communities by having an alternative economy, but also to make sure that we are our neighbor's keeper. And that means you need to tell them about carrot bars, your brother, your colleagues, etc. Some people are embarrassed. Oh, I don't want to tell them about that. It's like a multi-level. It's like, are you kidding me? You're sharing how to buy gold by the gram so that at some point when the economy does crash, because it's going to, it'll probably do it sequentially. It won't be like one Jenga stick pull and the whole damn thing falls. It'll be a series of collapses. The first one, for example, started today, announcing that in Arizona their fees are going to go up 116%. So if you're a 27-year-old male and we're paying $195 a month for insurance, it's going up to $435, like, whoom, just like that, in one big swoop. That's scary, isn't it? So,
very scary.
What people need to understand here is when they talk about negative interest rates, the only way to keep money afloat, when they're talking about taking down the Deutsche Bank and having a domino effect in derivatives markets, when they're talking about literally setting up a no-fly zone so we will come in direct conflict with Russia, which will retaliate with advanced weapon systems like their missile destroyers against their military bases and our Navy, this is not a game. This is, you don't play chicken with Russia. You don't play chicken with the derivatives market and then perhaps have people starve to death. Or like a few years ago, I heard a story that a mother and her son decided it was so catastrophic in Greece because of the economy. And it was only about 4 years after they joined the European Union. They both, Syntagma Square, there's a bridge there. They jumped off the bridge to their death. They did that because they had no hope. Now, if you want hope, listen up. If you think you know better than me or Pete or Jim, for your sake and for the sake of your community, call in, email, confront us. But guess what? It's going to be unpleasant because we know our topic backward and forward. We're like the senior surgeon in that intensive care unit that says, you know what? You, medical student, prepare for a cut down. You, prepare for intubation and basically putting this patient into a coma so they're on a ventilator. You, get that IV bag over here, and this patient's dehydrated, and they're about to have a cardiac arrest. And you know what? If we don't marshal our resources, including getting ourselves and our neighbors on side with saving gold by the gram, our society's going to blow up when they blow up the economy. And the only answer is to be a prepper in every area, spiritually, financially, food, etc.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. We got a caller, David, in Santa Rosa Valley, and he wants to talk about a state of California regarding a letter over a use tax over car parts bought in 2015. Let me explain something. If you buy antiques or you buy gold and silver coins, you don't get taxed on a use tax on something that's gold or silver, period. So this may be just another probe by the state of California. California is a very grabby state. This is probably one of the most horrendous places in America to live. The control freaks here in this democratic state, literally more than half of the licenses given are for illegals. And it's a sanctuary state. Even Podesta's even said, hey, you people that have a driver's license that are illegal, that's all you need in order to vote. So he's literally telling illegal aliens to vote in the elections. So when you hear this kind of comment, the state of California is completely out of their depths and legally has no right to ask you for a tax on something you buy a gram or of gold. And most people, I have never had it. And I've never talked to anybody else who's ever had to respond to the state of California. It doesn't even deserve a response. They can't talk about a use tax for something you're not using. It's you're saving in gold, whether you're buying a tenth of a gram of gold coin or a full gram gold coin or silver. It's none of their damn business. And that's the thing that's nice about carat bars. You can store it in Stuttgart, Germany, and use it through K-Exchange to buy and sell around the world. Or you can ship it, usually under $3,500, to make sure you don't have a duty, because there can be a duty if it's more than that. Just the fact that you're shipping it, you're going to get a duty on shipping that. But you don't get a use tax. That just doesn't happen, okay? And if they try to do it, it's just them probing to see if they can somehow put a crack in there so they can say, hey, anybody that's getting carrot bars, we can tax their carrot bars. You can't. They're not using it. It's a saving in gold by the gram. What do you say to that, Pete? You haven't ever heard of anything like that, have you?
No.
So, you know, firstly, California is nuts. It's the kind of state that you know, does very schizophrenic things. For example, they pass a law that says that there's lead in a certain, in peas, for example. They say there's too much lead in peas, so anything containing peas has to, in the health food stores, notify you that you may have exposure to lead, because peas concentrate lead, which might be from gasoline 40 years ago in the 1970s. It's also a state that passes a law that you can't give a vaccine under age 3 to a child that has mercury, but when the governor runs out of those mercury-free vaccines for children under 3, he simply passes an executive order and says, hey, you can use the mercury stuff anyway, even though it locks onto the beta subunit of a neurotubulin and cuts off their dendrites. Who gives a crap? We're just going to do this because we ran out of the other ones. That's how nuts this freaking state is. It is crazy. And so don't heed your mind. In fact, I wouldn't even respond to them. I just throw the letter in the garbage. And if they try to keep on sending you notices, keep on chucking them, because they have no right to ask you about your gold. When you buy gold by the gram or buy gold or silver coin, nobody has the right to say, by the way, I'm going to give you a use tax for sticking that in your vault or in your sock drawer. Come on, you know, really. What do you think, Pete? Pretty crazy.
Well, you know, this is what's going to happen, though. I mean, the states and governments keep trying to force people into doing things that aren't godly.
They're not even legal. And just like around the 1940s, where the government placed an edict for people to turn in their gold. I'm telling people right now in advance: do not ever turn in your gold or silver. This is your means of exchange in case of a collapse in the economy. They're going to collapse it. And I'm going to say this, and I'm the only person on earth saying this 20 years in advance, even from today, that the only country on earth that can force a cashless market-based system on the world is America. 90% of money on earth is either in physical Federal Reserve notes or neither Federal nor Reserve, or virtual money in cyberspace. And of the six banks that are actually on the Federal Reserve Board, only one is American. That's the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City. The other five are European. So what we're dealing with is the Federal Reserve is neither federal nor reserve. People have to grasp that. They have to understand what's going on is the globalists are getting ready to collapse the economy because they got something in the wings that's much nastier. Much nastier. And you can just sidestep that and say, no, you don't have any right to know how much gold I have, where it's stored, whatever. None of your damn business. And, you know, people say, well, we have the right to what I call passive resistance to these guys, and if they push it too far, it'll be active resistance, and that will be not very pleasant, but we're going to have to do it. People say, well, no, we have to turn over, and we have to have a smooth transition power. Isn't going to be any smooth transition of power if Hillary Clinton gets in. It's not going to happen. Okay? She doesn't have a mandate. She's lying. They're lying about the polls. It's total garbage. She can't get 400 people in a gymnasium, and he can get 15 to 25,000 easy in a stadium, just like recently in Tampa, Florida. And yet these morons try to tell us that Trump's not winning. 76% of Americans want to change, and when they see their premium jumps like crazy, you know, we're on Kaiser Gold, and we're switching back to a lower plan. They jumped our premiums a hell of a lot for 1 month. We already planned it and got the paperwork in advance. So they're still going to have to charge us for this month because they do a month in advance, and then they're going to give us a rebate back. But they're raising the premium so fast that some states are 80%, some states like Arizona are 116%. Do these Democrats who completely own Obamacare think that's not going to bite in the election? They don't care. They're going to shove in the hill to beast anyway. And when they do, it's going to be nasty. If they think Americans will just roll over and take this, they're wrong. And when I hear these statements that they want to use tax, just tell them to go. You know, don't even tell them. Don't even respond to it. That's what I would say.
That's right.
Now, here's how quick this could happen. First off, we're not months and years away from a potential nuclear war. We're not months and years away from an economic chaos. We're days and weeks away, which is why it could happen even in the first, in the next 2 weeks before even Election Day or very shortly thereafter. And it really doesn't matter if it's Hillary or Trump gets in. In fact, you want to make damn certain that if either one gets in, they're going to crash it. They may try to crash it quicker if Trump gets in, because if he gets in, he's going to try to start cleaning things up. And one of the ways to stymie him is either to bring out the war card or collapse the economy. So he's scrambling around dealing with a collapsing economy while he's trying to fix the, you know, all the, you know, the things about government, which are all, you know, you have to pay, you know, 48 million people on food stamps and, you know, 50-some million below the poverty line, et cetera, et cetera. Veterans not being taken care of, or we're going to pay for private doctors to take care of them if they can't get in to a doctor within a timely fashion. This takes money. And if you don't control costs, whether it's health care or education or rebuilding our military, you're screwed. For example, the Russians can build a jet of equal or higher quality at 1/10 to 1/20 the cost, because they don't have the procurement craziness we have in our corrupt government. We build one part in one town, another part in another town, and you put it all together in your jet, which is not properly designed or redesigned, will, number one, fall out of the sky or just not be as effective or powerful. At the same time, it costs 10 to 20 times as much as it should have. Well, the same thing goes with everything from healthcare to whatever. I'm putting together a video PowerPoint on what I would say needs to be done to fix healthcare. I don't think you need to put it all in immediately. What you do is you allow competition like Trump talks about, but then set up a public option where you have a value-added tax. You send the money to the county. The county then has doctors and patients and health providers that decide to hire people on salary. You have a proper system set up so that nobody has to have insurance. Nobody has malpractice. And everybody has mediation. There's nobody. You can have part-time workers. Retired doctors can work 1 or 2 days a week. And women that want to work 3 afternoons a week, it's their business if they have a family. So, you know, we have a system in our country that's so bass-ackwards, it's impossible to fix it. And thinking they can tweak Obamacare like this idiot Hillary Clinton, there's no tweaking it. It has to be wiped out. And even when we have a period of time where we have competition, well, the same thing goes with the economy. We've lost our means of exchange because the dollar doesn't have any value anymore. It's not backed by gold and hasn't been for decades. But now, the derivatives market and everything else, when they took down the Glass-Steagall, internationally, and we have the manipulation of currency in China as well. It's not just America doing this. China's a giant currency manipulator also, and so are the Europeans and the euro. All this currency manipulation means people are being given debt instruments that has no value. Isn't that amazing? A debt instrument with no value.
Well, they've stolen our money for over 100 years since the Federal Reserve was created, and there is no country on earth that is not using fiat currency. And there is no, historically, there has never been any fiat currency that has ever survived, ever. And it's, it's not going to change because it's not, it doesn't have any intrinsic value.
Right. Yeah. And where I see this going is, the globalists have basically said by 2020, which is now roughly 3 years from now, 3 years and a couple months, they want to have the New World Order and basically a borderless world with 10 trade zones right out of the Bible. You know, 10 kings give their power to the globalists for 1 hour, which means one very short period of time is going to end in a thermonuclear war. That means we're heading very quickly toward what the Bible talks about, the tribulation. And we're in the birth pangs right now, and we see this election cycle, when we see what's going on in the Middle East, when we see what's happening with Russia and China in the South China Sea. Anybody who's not paying attention here is not going to realize we're in the end of the secular age. This is far more dangerous than the Suez Canal problem in the 50s and the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is far more dangerous in terms of the actual numerical values than the 1929 crash or even the Lombardi crash that resulted eventually in the Black Death because of the degradation of the economy. Because people don't realize that the Black Death happened after the economy crashed, isn't it? In other words,
that's
the
right.
Filth of a collapsed economy caused the Black Death. People need to grasp that.
That's right.
So, you know, you want to die of dirty water, it's because you don't have water that's clean. Because you don't have the money to actually have clean water. You want to die of warfare because that's the only card they have left, is actually they can't control anything, so they actually take the war card out and say, well, when we kill half of you fighting a war, then the rest of you will be satisfied to survive no matter how little gruel is in your cup. Right? There's a little bit of noise going on there. I hope that whether you're moving around or something, there's some scratchiness or whatever in your speaker. Sure. So, you know, if people have questions about Karapars, the first thing I tell about Karapars, number one, is it's simple. You just buy gold by the gram. You can literally just stop having a latte a day and start saving up to 2 grams a month. If you just convince two people to do it and they do the same thing, in a year you've got 1,000 people. We were going to send you people that are in our network right through Nutramedical 7, and all you have to do is make a list of, say, 5 people, and we will help you with that list to start building. Some people say, I don't know anybody. If you know 2 people, those 2 people may know 20 people. Those 20 people may know 400 people. So the idea, you say you don't know anybody. We had one gentleman who was in Britain, and he wanted to get involved with Karapars. He said, I only know 3 people. I'm thinking, so you're Portuguese, you live in London. I guarantee you those 1 or 2 people you know and 5, 10, or 20 people. So if you just go deep, 2 or 3 people, you can have thousands of people that somehow you know or can be, you know, given the option to say, hey, I can start saving and go by the gram. It's not going to disrupt their life, not going to cost them an arm and a leg, and they don't have a product line, they don't have to stick it in their garage. I mean, you don't need to tell people about a product line that's just go by the gram. It's like breathing air. It's too simple, isn't it? Right, Pete, are you still there? I think we lost Pete. I think he had a bad connection there. Ah, maybe he muted himself because he's making noise there. So let me go over some of the news items to give you an idea of where things are at right now. Cain, this is what I call cocaine. This guy was like a cocaine rabbit when he was on his debate with Mike Pence. So his name now is Cocaine. He played to an audience of 30, actually 30 people in Florida. So this idiot, and he has a crazy smirk, is, by the way, a Jesuit-trained idiot. These people think that they're going to have an economy. There will be no economy under the Democrats. It'll destroy the economy, what's left of it. You know, she's even having illegals go door-to-door to get more votes. 40% of voters expected to cast their ballots before Election Day. And, of course, 91% of the Trump coverage on the net is hostile. Of course, there are all these hostile things like, you know, Twitter, Facebook, and so on. In fact, the Facebook boss says she wants Hillary to win badly. I mean, that's not right to say a public statement by a major person owning a media outlet like that. I want them to win badly. And they're actually tilting the Facebook ads and so on. Electronic surveillance surges, big tech media mergers raise privacy. Yeah, AT&T taking over CNN, etc. This is something, especially during an election cycle, this says, well, media basically is going to run the elections from now on. They're going to pick and determine who's going to become elected. And they'll actually be such a strong, if you want to call it, coach in the corner for people like Hillary Clinton. You'll never really have free or open elections anymore. It'll all be giant media games where they destroy a person's character that they don't want in, and they'll pump someone up even if they're, you know, semi-dead like Hillary Clinton and has no character, no plan, and actually has a horrible track record. But it doesn't matter. If the media is behind you to the tune of billions of dollars, you're in. This is just not acceptable. I mean, it really isn't. The Democrats, of course, have exposed it again. Obamacare going crazy. Chief Justice Roberts upgrades home on the main coast. I mean, these guys are pretty corrupt. ISIS expands control in Iraq. Do they think they're really stopping it? They gave advance notice to Mosul, so of course they're going to get out and go to Raqqa or other places. So, you know, and of course ISIS is, as they say, terrorists are us. So that's what's happening in terms of the economy. The economy is basically teetering. They're going to push it over either immediately before or after, depending on whether what they think was most likely to help in the election cycle. My guess is they want to keep it going to try to see if they can sneak Hillary in there. It, probably the fact that they're releasing these premiums in advance. Yeah, we got you back there, Pete. So I was just going over some of the news and the news items over in Drudge and elsewhere. I think the average person who's not really paying attention to the news media and they listen to this program might think, why are they so negative? I'm positive. I believe that if you face reality, whether it's in the intensive care unit or with someone, when I deal with a very complex health concern, you have to be honest so you can actually heal the problem. And if you don't identify what the problem is and just throw drugs at it, or the same thing as throw money at it, like the Democrats want to, and they don't solve Obamacare or the cost of health care or education, they just compound the problem until it blows up in their face. Well, that's the kind of idiocy that these Democrats do, and progressives. And they have a plan. In fact, it's said that Hillary wants Obamacare to unravel so that she can bring in a single-payer system where she has absolute control and can even force vaccinate people. So you got to understand, these people ultimately are just evil control freaks. And their real plan is to make sure they want to reduce the population, starve people out, and get total control of the population. If you get gold by the gram, you're going to counter that to a great extent.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
So, Pete, summarize what principles you'd use to tell people how late the hour is and what they need to do to get it on track. And this simple system is so simple, whether you're a single mom at home, you're a retired dentist, you're an accountant at home, having a disability now. You could have ALS or congestive heart failure like Dan Jeromo and make a fortune that you can pass on even after you're dead to your family. it really is a pretty amazing business, isn't it?
It is, you know, and the thing is, it really is something that you can act. I mean, we're talking, you know, maybe $300, $400, $500 a month, effectively, for if you're willing to make a consistent and true.
You're talking about just 90 days. You're talking about 90 days. You mean? Because a lot of people make a lot more. I think one of our Nietzsche Nackos in Vancouver in 1 year got, I think, something like 18,000 downline. She's making a seven-figure income after 1 year.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. That's a lot. People need to realize that it's what you want it to be. And by the way, you work deep. You don't work with a person who's just going to drag their feet. You don't have to try to sell people. You only share. If they're interested, you move forward. If they want help, you help them. If they don't show motivation, move next. You go to the next person. It's not something you want to stress yourself over. It's something where you're available to help those downline that want to help and want to build their business. It's that simple, isn't it?
That's right.
The main things you have to do is, number one, make lists and help people make lists. Number two, help people downline so they build their business. Number three, realize it's just Gold Savings Club. You're just saving gold. That's why when I hear this guy calling about the California wanting a use tax, it's like, come on, California. You're stretching. Do you know that California has like 40 million people out of 325 million? And they have 45%+ of all the people on welfare in the whole country? It's ridiculous. This is not only a sanctuary state, it's a welfare state. And so they're gouging everybody. That's why business is leaving like crazy. When I lived in Colorado, already they were hemorrhaging, losing businesses to adjacent states, including Colorado and Arizona and Nevada and Oregon and Washington State, because they just the state is nuts. California is nuts. The regulators are just gouging the hell out of those people, just like Obama. Yeah, you can keep your doctor, you can do this, you can do that, and all of it's lies. And he stands there now still smirking and smiling. He'll probably have more lies before he leaves office, telling them how health care is just going to be fine. It's not. It's not fine. It's like a patient bleeding out at a gunshot at a scene of an accident or a crime, and they're bleeding all over the place, and you say they're just going to be fine. They just, you know, sorry they can't talk right now because, you know, they're having a bad day, but they'll be fine. And they're actually dying. You know, that's how crazy this is to have fools like Obama there or the government tell you everything is going to be fine. It's not going to be fine. If you don't start saving and go by the gram, if you don't start prepping, getting out of the big cities, things aren't going to be fine. It's going to be so not fine. Your worst nightmare won't be as bad as it's going to get. And it's real simple. Just start prepping. Tell your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, start saving, go by the gram, get yourself in better shape, get yourself on nutraceuticals. Start saving some food supplies. Start having a garden. Start prepping. Financial prepping is right up there, right after spiritual prepping, and before you ever talk about other materials you're going to save for exchange. Carrot bars is really, really essential. Gold by the gram, extremely portable. Back in a moment with Tex Mars, his latest book, and hour number three, Tim Alexander, and we'll be doing some videos after the show today with Jim Fetzer.
You have a blessed day. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks, Doc.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.